today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
See, it's called living off the top of the barrel. Now, first, I got to teach you how to get the barrel full. Some of you, I got to show you how to go get a barrel, much less get the barrel full. Genesis chapter 12, we'll start with the father of our faith, which is Abraham. Now, we've been adopted into the family, and he says this in Genesis 12, verse 1. Now, the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. That means your family. And from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. This is the beginning now of who you are. This is your ancestor, and God is saying this to your ancestor, because you are the seed of Abraham. Yes. And God said he has given you the same spirit of faith. Go find that scripture after a while. The same spirit of faith. And watch this. And I will bless them that bless thee, verse 3, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all Duplantises of the earth be blessed that are born again. I'm in the family. You understand that? All families of the earth be blessed. Now, go to chapter 13, verse 1. And Abram went out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. Uh-oh. Lot was his nephew. What did he bring Lot for? What do you think Lot's mama, what was on her mind when she was having that baby? Property? What, a real estate agent that talked to her and said, you're going to get that Lot? Why would you name a guy Lot? It's just food for thought. You understand what I'm saying? So right there is a mistake. Now, why did Abraham bring Lot? We have to answer this. Title of this sermon is Living Off the Top of the Barrel. Why did he do that when God expressly told him, do not get away from your kindred? Because Sarah, even though she was beautiful, you got to understand, a king desired to have her at 80 years old. Now, you got to be one fine-looking woman, son. If you're going after 80, if you're 80 years old, and you got king say, oh, Lord, I got to have her. So, I mean, good Lord, Jesus. I've seen some good-looking 80-year-old women, but not to that point. All right? Because she was barren, as we say. She could not have children. Maybe she had endometriosis when she was a teenager. I don't know, food for thought, who knows? Something wasn't right. We know it went wrong with Abraham because he obeyed her by taking her maid, which he should not have done. Take my maid and have sex with her. Okay, I'm going to do this for your sake. That's probably the great, that's called winning the lottery for my man, son. You understand what I'm saying? And when your wife says it's okay, you got to be living in a dream world. But he did. And of course, we have the Arab-Israeli problem today because of it. So Sarah really was actually the first surrogate mother. And that didn't work. So watch this now. So when you understand that, he figured, well, look, it don't look like I'm ever going to have any children. I can't. And I love Sarah so much. So that's okay. So I like my nephew and I'm going to bring him. So when I grow old and I die, then any possessions I have, I'll make Lot my possessor of my possessions. But what the problem was, Lot, what he had an eye for the world and not an eye for God. The Bible said he pitched his tent towards Sodom because the grass was green. Greater the grass, the greener the deception. Or the greener the grass, the greater the deception. You understand what I'm saying? I like what Irma Bombeck said. She said, the grass is always greener over the septic tank. Do y'all remember Irma Bombeck? Way back, she, yeah. Why? Because there's some rotten junk down there. And next, and if you keep on reading chapter 13, you find there is strife between the herdsmen of Lot and the herdsmen of Abraham. And Abraham let him make his choice to go where you want. You go to the north, I go to the south. You go to the east, I go to the west. Wherever you go. And God waited until Lot was departed from him. Then God began to speak oracle, living off the top of the barrel. All of a sudden, brother, the top of the barrel began to take place in that man. And it made no difference where he was. It didn't make any difference about the economy or anything of that nature. Zero. Because God was with him. The verse I want to get to for you people that don't believe in prosperity and blessing is verse 2. And Abram was very rich. How rich? A high rich. Let me get a little black. I said, high rich. Come on, baby. I said, high rich, Lord. Very rich. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, New Testament, and it's profitable. 2 Timothy 3:17, 16 and 17. Go read that later on. And Abram was how rich? Very rich in what? In cattle, and in silver, and in gold. Ooh, Lord. Notice this. So from chapter 12 to chapter 13, he got very rich because God blessed him. Amen. You think the devil will bless you? No, he'll kill you. He's a killer. He come to steal, kill, and destroy, but he don't come if you don't have nothing to steal. All right. And Abram was how rich? Very rich in cattle and in silver or in gold, or in other words, look at me, physical possessions, not just spiritual things like the church was trying to pull at. Jesus was poor. Jesus couldn't be poor. He had 12 full-time people on his staff. A poor man don't have a staff. Amen. Some of them were married. They had to eat. He had 70 part-time that he sent out. So that's 82 people that work for the Jesus the Nazareth Evangelistic Association. Amen. They gambled for his robe. You don't gamble for rags.
All right.
You don't go to that treasury, whatever the place is, I don't know the name, that thing here in New Orleans, that casino, and say, give me the poorest thing you got. No, you're trying to get better. So his clothes must have been pretty nice for people to gamble for it.
All right.
Right? Yeah. Think about it. Come on, let the elevator go to the top here. You never heard Jesus struggle financially.
No.
Why? Why didn't he struggle? He's the seed of Abraham. Oh, he's the son of God. No. He emptied himself.
Yes.
That's right.
Everything he did as a man. He called himself the son of man, even though he was the son of God. And what are you going to do when you get to heaven? And there's just not poverty there. What are you going to do when everybody's full? When all the streets are gold and every house you got's a mansion, a big one. My Lord, why won't there be any persecution? Because Satan will be in the hell where the trailers are. Don't shout me. There's nothing wrong with a trailer. Don't feel bad if you live in a trailer. I was raised up in trailers. But there's something better for you. Are you hearing me? And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Now, and most of you know, I have been living off the top of the barrel for many, many years.
Amen.
And I tell you what, it's wonderful. It is a blessing of the Lord to be able to go eat what you want, come back when you want. If your wife wants something, she can have it. If she don't want something, she don't need to have it. Whatever she wants, or your children, or whatever, so you can be the blessing you want to be. In other words, it takes the heat off the responsibility of being a man. In other words, you're able to be the blessing. Nothing wrong with that. And yet, so many people say, oh, because poverty is so blinding that you keep talking poverty in the midst of great wealth. It's amazing to me how much wealth is in the church and everybody talking poverty. And they wonder why the wealth is so strong in or on Wall Street. Why? Because they believe in for it. Oh, I'm not on the Wall Street. You got a pair of Nike tennis shoes? You're on Wall Street. You'd be surprised everything you got in your house is coming out of Wall Street somewhere, shape, or form. So Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and gold. Now, I want to deal with this in this section here on living off the top of the barrel. Now, write this down. To live off the top of the barrel, you must do three things. We're going to start here. You must do three things because now everything I'm going to say, the world is going to be against you. Look at me. Including the church. Because they have bought that junk that poverty is a blessing. Except at their house. Have you noticed? You can be poor, but the church cannot be. You got to give your money to the church. Bless God. And you go home and starve. Give me that money. Do you see how asinine that is? If money's so bad, how come they receive an offerings today?
All right.
Why do they receive donations? It's the love of money. See, is when you begin to love something greater than the God you know.
Amen.
Then you got trouble on your hand. We'll deal with that next week. So you must do three things. Number one, write this down. And you got to understand this. Number one, establish in yourself. Say this, establish in myself. Okay. Establish in yourself that God can't lie. Number one. Now, the only way you're going to know all of God's words is by looking at the Holy Scriptures. So there's not a lie in the Scripture. Now, watch this. You heard the word establish. In other words, don't try to convince someone about this if you're not convinced, because it ain't going to work. You have to establish in yourself that God can't lie. Now, I'm going to explain that. Why don't I ask God for needs? You work for me. Have you ever hear me say, boy, I need? No. Why? Because he said he'd supply all my need. Did he say that?
Yes.
Now, the reason why I don't deal with needs at all, because I've established in myself that God can't lie. Amen. So I don't tell him what I need. I tell him what I want.
Amen.
Oh, some of y'all get mad on that. Listen, because I've said it so many times, I got to say it again, because when you get what you want, you destroy all you need. In Mark chapter 11, verse 23 and 24, he says, therefore I say unto you, or actually 23, if you would say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore, what things, talking about things now, physical stuff, cattle, silver, gold, things, therefore, what things ever you desire ain't got anything but the will of God, that churchy religion. That's not there. They just put that in there because they didn't want you to get too much. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Just listen to them. If you don't like it, then jump up and walk out of here. Because I'm tired of you being poor. I'm tired of your children being poor. I'm tired of the devil beating you, stomping you, and you can't do things you really want to do because you're not a greedy person. You just want to be a blessing to somebody. See, it's called living off the top of the barrel. Now, first, I got to teach you how to get the barrel full. Some of you, I got to show you how to go get a barrel, much less get the barrel full. So I got to establish, to hear the word establish in yourself that God can't lie. Now, in Mark 11, 23 and 24, there's two things happening in that verse. It tells you how to get what you want, and it tells you how to remove what you don't want. Write that down. That's in my partner letters, if you get my partner letters, on believing the unbelievable and receiving the impossible. It tells you how to get what you want, if you would say to that mountain. No, if you say, therefore, things whatever you desire when you pray, that's telling what you want. But it also gives you the ability and tells you how to remove what you don't want. What you don't want. You see, it's amazing. How come so many people are poor? They don't want it, yet they believe for it. And what you believe for is what you receive. All right? So you have to remember that. Remember those two scriptures. Remember, the Bible explicitly telling you how to get what you want and also how to remove what you don't want. That's Mark 11, 23 and 24. So establish in yourself that God can't lie. Why? His word is always first place. His word is always first place. Write that down. That's why when people criticize me because of my airplane or my home, look at me, or gold. Now, I ain't got no cows, but I might go get me a cow. I don't know. Maybe I ought to get a cow. I don't know. I don't have a cow. I don't know. Whatever. Watch it. I don't get mad at them. I don't attack them because God said persecution would come for the hundredfold. So the reason why is I don't get mad at them and want to strike back at them is not because I got more faith than you. No. Because I've established in myself that God can't lie. His word is first place. So when I receive something nice, I know if I'm in a store and I buy something, glory to God. Oh, people are always looking at what I'm going to buy, how much he paid for that and all that. They may be critical. He don't need that. You don't know what I need. You have no concept of what I, you don't know nothing. I don't know. It's amazing to me how you become an expert on nothing. And I don't mean it to be rude. Listen to me. The reason why it doesn't bother me is not because I'm better than you are. It's because I've established, you hear the word? Established in myself that God can't lie. Why? Because His word in my life and in your life should be first place. Not the New Orleans Saints.
That's right.
Well, I lost a few of you right there. I love the Saints. I like Dallas too. And I like them all. I like Notre Dame. Oh, Lord Jesus. I like them all. That's not the issue. But what is first place? First place. There ain't nothing wrong with going to a football game. Don't make sense. Don't take that out of kilter. I'm just saying, what is first place? You understand what I'm saying? Establishing yourself that God can't lie. His word is first place. Now watch this. Write this down. First place keeps you full in every area. See, when you win first place, there's no more. You get the trophy. First place keeps you full in every area. People get so mad at me. Oh, but then when they get to know me, they say, you know, he's just a regular guy. You know, it's amazing. That guy's wealthy. But you never know it unless you knew it. I went to the seafood pot the other day. I kind of like, you know, they say, he's just so normal. Well, what did you expect? Let me tell you what you expected. You expected someone with some wealth to put you down, to look down at you. I got some friends of mine say, you would never know Jesse Plans got anything unless you look at his jewelry. Now, I happen to like jewelry because it's called silver and gold.
All right.
It's in the book.
All right.
It's in the book.
All right.
It's in heaven.
Come on, doctor.
It's just not at your house. Don't shout me down. It happens to be at my house. Why is it at my house, Kenny? Because it's in the book. Because the word of God's first place. It's in heaven. So why are you mad at me if I got heavenly stuff?
All right.
Thank you, sir. Do you see that? Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to establish this. Because I'm going to tell you something. It ain't easy being criticized. It's tough. Somebody's always looking at you weird. Unless you buy them something. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
That's right.
See, establishing yourself that God can't lie. Why? Because His word is first place. No matter what's coming your way. Number two, first place always keeps you full. Number three, you can look at an empty wallet and see it full. Amen. You see, for years I looked at an empty wallet and saw it full. Why? Because Romans 4:17 says, if you don't like what you see, change it. Yes. That's the definition of what's Romans 4:17? He calleth those things which be not as though they were. Amen. So, Michelle, if you don't like something, change it. Judah, I don't care if you're young. If you don't like it, change it. You change it with the words of your mouth. Now, the only way it's going to work is if you have established in yourself God can't lie. You can tell when people are not established, how long is this going to take?
Oh, no.
See, they keep asking, they're not established. They're shooting dice. No, it has nothing to do with time. See, once you forget time, time forgets you and you get it quickly.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? So in other words, you look at an empty wallet, instead of seeing abundance of lack, you see yourself in the blessing. You're not living in denial. You are changing what you see by calling those things would be not as though they were. This is not my opinion. This is the word of the living God. So you have established in yourself that God can't lie. His word is always first place. First place keeps you always full in every area. And you can look at an empty wallet and see it full. Number two, you must embrace to others. Everybody say to others. What you have established in yourself. See, that comes now. See, people say, that Jesse Duplan talk about his plane. Talk about his house. Talk about his car or whatever. I don't have a car. Kathy got a car. I got a truck. I like a truck. I like your truck. I just like the truck. She got a car. Sometimes she rides my truck, and sometimes I ride her car. It doesn't make any difference. We swap around. I don't like her driving my truck, but I don't mind me driving her car. I'm going to. I don't know. It's a man thing. I don't know what it is. You must embrace to others. Notice I use embrace. Establish in yourself. Embrace to others what you have established in yourself. What does embrace mean? Write this down. Embrace means you move beyond theology because they're going to kick back at you. So you have to embrace what you establish. You can't change. Having done all the stand, Stand therefore. That's the book of Ephesians. Stand. Having done all the stand, stand. That's embracing. See, then people know not only have you established in yourself, but you're so convinced that it's right that you are embracing it to others. So when I tell somebody I got something nice, all I'm doing is Deuteronomy 8:18. It ain't bragging. It ain't arrogance. None of that. It's just saying, thou remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Now, why would God give you power to get wealth if wealth was not for you? Why wouldn't God heal you if healing was not for you? Why did he say by his stripes you were healed? And you know what the church was says? That's not for today. You know why? That's because they live in lack. They're going to try to get you healed. We're going to pray, but you never know what God's going to do. Oh, they haven't established God at all in themselves. They have established theology. That's the point. See, when you embrace, you're getting away from theology and you're getting into what God said. See, that's why they say, well, healing not for today. Miracles are not for today. How many of y'all could use a miracle? Hold your hand up. It must be for today. Look at the hands. You see what I'm saying? So in other words, what you do is embrace means you must move beyond theology. Write this down. Your past must not dictate what you are embracing. Our partner offer this month is going to liberate your life. It's titled, What Does Dead to Sin Mean? Do you realize that in Christ you aren't bound to sin anymore? It's about being alive unto God and dead to the chains of sin. This message is going to set you free. How do I get it? Just go to jdm.org to get your copy and you will be blessed and you'll know the truth.
God is glorious and he's doing amazing things everywhere. I just love sharing the many testimonies that our partners and friends send in. Each one that I read is a living letter showing Jesus to those that have not yet seen his amazing love for the world. Let's rejoice together as I read a few now. Let's begin with this. Brother Jesse, I awoke at 4:30 in the morning with a heaviness. Your testimony of heaven came to mind and I replayed it again to refresh my memory. The weight was lifted. You've blessed my family for over 30 years. Thank you for sharing this beautiful experience. Praise God. You know, it's wonderful to hear how God uses Jesse's testimony of heaven in all of our messages to bless people around the world. Here's another. Hello, Jesse and Kathy from Cambridgeshire, England. I wanted to let you know that we've been blessed twice financially in the last week. Firstly, we both got a 50-pound bonus from our mortgage provider that we believe is a sign that very soon indeed, we will be debt-free and owing no one anything but to love them. Thank you that JDM is continuing to stand with us in this matter. Secondly, we both received a significant increase in our pensions that will help us meet our needs in hard times. The Lord is good, and because of all your teachings, we know that we are going to testify to even greater victories very soon. Thank you both for your faithfulness and revelations. God bless you both. Love that. And we're standing and believing with you for your total debt cancellation in every area of your lives. This last one reads, Jesse, I love the way you lead us to Jesus. I follow you as you follow the Lord, as the Bible encourages us to do. I love that. You know, it's a privilege to follow the Lord, and he is so good and he loves you deeply. I believe that he is going to show his miraculous power in your life today. Believe that. God bless you.
Do you know that every born-again believer has a God-given right to receive overwhelming blessings from God? In my book, Overwhelmed, you'll be challenged to say no to limited thinking by understanding all that belongs to you.
It's your birthright to experience overwhelming favor in every area of your life. Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation of $5 or more at jdm.org.
It's time to be overwhelmed in a good way by God's power. Get your copy and be blessed. Did you enjoy today's message? Remember, poverty is not a blessing. It's a blinding. It's not God's will for your life. It isn't. Just go to the Bible and discover all that he's promised you.
Let me tell you something. God cannot lie. His word is first place. He said, and when you seek ye first the kingdom of God, you can't get second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh until you seek ye first and find out what God wants you to have here, not just when you get there. I encourage you to go to our free JDM app and watch the full message of living off the top of the barrel. This teaching will get you where you want to go. And where's that at? At the top. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. You want to be at the top, and there ain't anything wrong with that. People from all over the world are writing in about our product offer, our newest book called Overwhelmed. It's a great companion to today's message. God wants to overwhelm you with His blessing. That's spiritual, physical, and financial. Why? So you can be blessed. You can be the blessing God created you to be. How do I get this? Go to JDM.org and order it today. Partners, thank you for all the wonderful finances you send to this ministry. 100% goes in the world evangelism. Not too many ministries can say that. We've been debt-free since 1982. We pay no interest on no debt whatsoever at all. I ask you to be a partner if you're not one. We've asked the Lord for every dollar given to this ministry. Give me a soul into the kingdom. You give me $1,000 today, and guess what? I'll have a thousand people within 1 week through social media and everything else you can think of. Thank you. Nothing too big and nothing too small. Whatever the Lord tells you to do. Thank you for being a partner. Never have had a financial deficit in 49 years. That's a blessing of the Lord. Don't miss next week. Part two is coming of living off the top of the barrel. Till then, I'm praying for you. You'll never be a day without prayer. I promise you that. See you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
We're stronger than we know. We're bolder than we know. We're courageous in Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, a conference for women.
Women are not second-class citizens in the kingdom of God. Jesus came and set us all free.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.
Are you ready to revive your spiritual life? My book, The Power of Prayer, is loaded with personal stories and biblically based principles that will equip you to start enjoying the abundant life Jesus died to give to you. You can tap into a clear line of communication with God that will reveal His plan for your life. Never underestimate the power of your faith-filled prayers to unlock the gates of heaven and provide for your victory. The Power of Prayer. Order your copy at jdm.org.
Did you know angels are real and many of them are here today? God's Word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. Order your copy today at jdm.org. How many of y'all want to live off the top of the barrel? I think it's time. You certainly deserve it. You certainly deserve it. My God, man. You see, but you got to master yourself. And the hardest person to master is not the person you think is coming up against you, is yourself. See, what do you believe about yourself?
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.